dad.
Fucking Bill wouldn't start the show.
Come on, Bill.
I'm Toe Diggs. Number one sports show coming, sports gambling show, betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Incorporated office. I am Tone Diggs.
That's a baby tone.
That's what you say, yeah.
Is the
ticker working?
Yeah, what's going on?
Mitt, what's going on with the ticker,
what's
dude?
What's going on, Mitt? Somebody turn it off?
Mitt, did you turn the ticker off?
I have no idea how to work the ticker.
So is it on YouTube?
I don't know.
It is on YouTube.
It's just not on the screen.
That's okay, then.
What happened?
I don't know, but I see it on YouTube right here. Call the money line, 1-833-462-233. Don't call it now, though.
Not now.
Because no one's there to answer.
There it is. We're good.
But at some point, someone may be back there to answer it. I'm not sure. I can't promise you anything. Bubba Gumpino's here.
Hi, baby.
Nick here.
Hi, baby. I'm Nick.
Nick's Gates. And Mitt and Jay are here.
What's up, Tony?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Tone.
What a beautiful Friday it is. Gumpy went 4-0 last night.
Yes, sir. Needed it. It's been a tough week, my friends. It's been a tough week.
That's all right.
Been a tough month for some people, pal.
That's all right, too. It's playoff hockey, baby. You don't know what's going to happen. We're talking hockey.
We will be shortly when we record That's Hockey Talk after this. New episode will be on YouTube tomorrow, youtube.com/ That's Hockey Talk with the one and only Gabriel
Renzi.
And, of course, Super Bowl champion A.Q. Shipley.
Great shirt, by the way.
Thank you.
Save the city. I had a nice little night last night. Fucking. I don't think the Isles should have lost that game, Nick.
I tend to believe you and feel the same way, Tony, especially because
like
that
they had a lot
nice
more chances.
They came alive there in the last 5 minutes, though, and then Barzell got that goal, and it looked like they were going to be the ones to get it even late into the third, early into overtime. Yeah. And then,
I mean, you want to talk about a team that didn't deserve to win a fucking game.
Who?
That Hurricane should have lost 10-2.
I mean,
that was a joke. We knew that was going to happen,
right? Ned stood on his head.
That was a dog shit penalty call in overtime, too.
I said, hammer the Lightning. There's no way they can lose this. Mrazek's coming in. He hasn't played in fucking forever.
I said if the Canes are going to win one, it's this one.
Yeah, they did the same thing last series.
Gumpy's better hockey player than I am right now. I don't even need to be on the show. Just listen to Gumpy's picks.
No, you got all the info.
I just ride the Habs, baby.
It's not, the show ain't about the picks, okay? It's about the information we give out so that people can make their own goddamn picks.
Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because the show, we don't want to have a show just about picks, because if the picks turn bad, then people stop listening to the show.
And like, so Matthew McConaughey.
You have a show that gives out
two
good
for
information.
The
great movie.
Two for the
then
money.
Then you have a show forever, my friend.
Underrated movie. Great movie.
You know, you lose a couple days, people will question, you know, they will question you.
Jay, did you say he's on the line or should you call him?
I'm calling him now.
Okay, cool. So, you know, you can't. The show's not just about picks, about information. It's about friendships.
Making connections.
Hey, baby Jay.
A team. We're a team of bettors here. That being said, LeBron stinks.
All right, Tony. We don't need to do that.
Why do you think, like, this is, I don't think I'm a LeBron hater.
You are a LeBron hater.
I don't think so, because I my only issue is that when he left to go to LA, that's my only issue. He made it right.
Why?
He made it right when he went back to Cleveland. Should have just stayed, ended his career. It was fine.
See, why would you end your career? I liked him when he
probably
that city down.
He'd probably have more titles if he would have stayed in Cleveland, actually.
Not a chance. They had Andre Drummond and Kevin Love. They stunk.
Dude, Andre Drummond on the Lakers this year. What are you talking about?
And Andre Drummond didn't play a single minute last night. Well, he did at the end, but like, he stinks, dude. He didn't play in the whole first half.
Listen,
they probably would have beat that Raptors team.
That is not true. Not true at all. If they put this team together, he would have Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, people that can shoot the ball.
That Mickey Mouse team would have lost, too. Dude.
No.
He had Korver in Cleveland, and he left him in the dust. He had all those guys in Cleveland, left him in the dust. The issue is...
They didn't have why, shooters on
why, his friends and left him that terrible why city. Why did that man that sit for 3 minutes in the fourth quarter of an elimination game when his team was within 8 points? That's an honest question.
Because he was worn out from winning the championship last year. They had no offseason.
Yeah, I'm tired from my nap yesterday. What a joke. Stink. You'd have to drag Jordan off the court. You wouldn't be able to.
Nah, Jordan actually already retired twice at this point, and he was actually just in the casino, which, shout out, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then he gambled his life away, then came back and won again.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I am not a Jordan hater at all. I love that. That's awesome.
Pretty
all
cool. Right. Pretty
welcome cool. to Hammer Down, friend of the show.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Guy that the people wanted on today. Said, who do you want on today? They said, give us fucking Consig. At SportsBK, Consig on Twitter. Just dominating Sports Grid. Sirius XM, Cash Considerations, podcast. Out there living his best life in Vegas. Softball dad. Vegas bookmaker. Curacao. Mean Street to Pittsburgh. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Consigliere.
What's up, boys? Oh,
Vegas. Wow. Knights are dead, dude.
Oh, stop. You're going to you didn't even say hello? Hey,
Say hello, dude.
They always shoot themselves in the foot like that, or is that say a new
hello.
Thing?
Say hello.
Hello, Consig. I clapped him on, dude.
All right. They hit the post 5 times. They outshot him 2-1. I mean, and listen, I don't know what DeBoer was thinking. He didn't put Fleury in game one.
Yeah, that was
mailed wild. It in.
Yeah,
that was wild.
We got a home game tonight, fellas. Like, everybody just chill out.
You ringing the bell tonight?
Oh, if we could arrange that shit, that would be phenomenal. Crank that baby up. I mean, I would love to do it, Tone, but no, it's not going to be me. I can't even get in the building yet. I'm still working on it. I'm still working on getting a ticket.
They got De La Hoya in there on a 2-week bender ringing that thing.
We don't need that. Come on. We don't need that. He's probably going to be watching the Mayweather fight this weekend anyway.
Hey, no one respects that fight in Vegas, right?
Absolutely not. Are you crazy? This thing, I can't believe it's happening. I give him credit. I give Champ credit for getting this thing to the finish line if they actually fight, because he's going to get a bag. I mean, he's definitely going to get a bag, but nobody's booking it. Not that I know of. I talked to a lot of guys, and we're like, there's no chance that anyone's booking that.
It'd be insane to bet on this non-sanctioned, not even a real fight, not going to be a winner, not going to be a loser. I mean, and what, like Logan Paul, if he wants, that's who's fighting. Is that the Paul that's fighting this weekend? Sure. Like, he can tackle him if he wants. There's no rules, right? He can tackle him to the ground if he wants. There's no rules.
I don't think he's going to do that, but maybe he will. I mean, the loser's going to be the, like, if you actually, you know, I think, how are you going to feel after you watch it? Like, is it going to be, you're going to be satisfied with the pay per view and you're going to go, like, I'm glad I did that?
No.
Why is it on Sunday?
Is it on Sunday?
That's the oddest part.
It's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday, is it not?
Well, maybe maybe the date is on Sunday because it's actually Saturday after midnight?
No, I think it's Sunday. It's like Sunday early evening, like in the time slot, like the 60 minutes would be in or something. It's weird.
Well, I don't hate that.
But nobody would do it, I think. That's why it's there.
Mm, yeah, Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern.
I don't hate that. That's like primetime football.
Maybe they ran some numbers, and they realized that's when people were going to be home.
Listen, I would much rather watch a fight at that time than 2 a.m. East Coast on Saturday night, Consig. Nah.
I don't know. The fights seem like they run on West Coast time, like everything else. Do. I don't know how you guys do it like this. No, this hockey game tonight, I don't know. I mean, this is past your bedtime, Tony. I know you're going to have to struggle to stay up late. It's Friday night, so you got a shot.
Barely. But,
I had to stay up to watch that end for LeBron just to get a tweet out at the end of the game. I stayed up right till the bitter end just to fucking get a tweet out. I had to do it, man. I had to.
Kintig, how do you feel about tonight's Clippers-Mavs? I believe the line is 3. Clippers are the favorites, right?
Yeah.
Road teams won every game.
Correct.
And the Clippers have been favored every game, yet they're down 3-2. Makes no sense.
No, it does not.
A home team's going to win a game in this series. I actually think it's going to be Dallas tonight. I was kind of happy to see the Lakers get shown the door to the playoffs yesterday. And I wouldn't hate it if the Mavericks showed the Clippers to the door and there was no LA teams in the playoffs the rest of the way. So I lean Mavericks +3. The total has me stymied. I think sometimes the numbers are right. Like sometimes as odds makers, you just get it right. And this number I think is just perfect. The 216, 217. It's enough to make you go, you know, either way. So I don't have a feel for the total, but sidewise, Mavericks.
Hey, you think I'm crazy to think the Bucks have a pretty good chance against the Nets?
Hell no. That's what I think they have a very good chance.
I think they're on a mission. They feel like they're on a mission.
Well, I mean, they are, right? They are the team in the East that's kind of not forgotten about, right? But they have a little chip on their shoulder, something to prove. And they went and got, you know, Drew Holiday, but it wasn't James Harden. But we got our guy in Giannis, and you got your guy in Durant. I think it's going to be a great matchup. And as someone who really wanted the Sixers to win the whole thing, and still does because I got a little 20-1 shot before the season. I hope they play 7 games. I hope 4 of them go to overtime. And I hope that the Sixers can somehow get Embiid back and get a tired team, either the Bucks or the Nets. But I'm with you. I think the Bucks are live. I mean, like the series price has already indicated that people really think the Nets are going to just kind of walk all over Milwaukee. They're not walking all over Milwaukee.
No, I agree. And I'm glad you brought up the Sixers because I took a flyer on the series price on the Hawks just because of the Embiid injury, and you have no idea what's going to happen there.
No, you really don't. I mean, you saw, obviously, with the Lakers what one guy can do. I mean, not that Embiid is Anthony Davis or anything close because Embiid has been fantastic. Uh-huh. And if he just missed a few less games, he probably would be the MVP of the league. But Atlanta's good. They're young. Trae Young, man, he just went into New York and told everybody who was the boss and delivered. So you're live. You're absolutely live. But the Sixers play defense, man. I mean, they play some nasty defense. Rivers has got everybody on board. If Seth Curry can resemble his brother like that and fill in and make some threes, woo-hoo, Sixers are going to be a tough out.
I hear you, pal. Hey, speaking of defense, how do you feel about Montreal and Winnipeg the other night?
Look at you going to the hockey question. I'm impressed. Yeah. You didn't even let Nikki get in there.
Well, he'll jump in. He'll jump in.
All right. I like Montreal. I'm all in with Morency. I mean, I want to speak French. I've been going, go halves. I mean, anything with Gumbel said that I get fired up, you know. That hit was out of line, though. I mean, that hit was late. He charged. He didn't even break stride. He skated all the way from the other blue line and lined him up, and he cost his team. He got 4 games. Not that that's going to be the decider.
Yeah. It might.
Yeah, Nick, that's a lot of minutes to replace. Yeah. That may have cost them the series. But Hellebuck, I mean, can he win a game? Yeah. Can he win 2? Maybe. He might have to win all 4. It's crazy.
Well, and Scheifele sat there and basically said, like, it was too many games to be. Like, the guy still hasn't fucking apologized. Maurice trotted out there and said, like, the Jets are scumbags. Get him out.
Ooh. Oh, here we go.
It's brutal. It's disgusting. It's brutal, man. It's old time. Yeah, it's not fucking 1985 anymore. The goalies are wearing masks now too, dude. Like, you can't run a guy from that far. No matter, even if there wasn't a goal, it still would have been a charging penalty.
I'll say this. I think it was two games too much. I think two games would have sufficed, because the way the NHL views it is a playoff game is equal to two regular season games as far as suspension goes. So he really, in their mind, was suspended for 8 regular season games, 4 playoff games. I think they feel like they were wronged by the suspension, and I think it's going to have a similar effect to what happened with Tavares in Toronto, but the opposite way. I think Winnipeg's going to rally behind this, and they're going to use it as a rallying cry, like, hey, let's go. It's us against the world. And I think they're going to win a game or two now.
It's going to go one of two ways, Nikki, and you're right. It's going to go that way, and we're going to have a series. And it very well could. Or it's going to, you know, go bad, where they're going to get down 2 goals, and then they're going to start getting, you know, taking bad penalties, and it can get away from them. It's one of the two. The series price would indicate that it's, you know, option B. But you know hockey. I know hockey. This would be a tremendous rallying cry where they're like, man, the league's really trying to screw us too. This is unbelievable. I mean, you know, Reeves attacked somebody in front of everybody and put his head down into the ground and did all that. He got 2 games. I was playing. I was trying to come back. Yeah, he took a shot. I mean, you got to apologize and show some remorse.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have affected.
Well, they could have got ahead of it, Dave. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Maurice and did no favors. Like you go out and say, you know, I shouldn't have done what I did. Maybe you get 2, but instead just fuck it, nah. Like you just, but it's idiotic.
But
man.
On the flip side, Gumpy, Paul Stastny skating with the team again, practice with the team. Looks like he's going to play tonight. They get Paul Stastny back. He can fill that whole short term where Scheifele is. I'm taking the Jets tonight. I'm doing it.
Wow.
I'm doing it.
I don't blame you. I mean, it's a, you know, I like the Habs. Taking but the
Jets. In the peg.
It can happen. There's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to have. We disagreed before, Nikki, on the Toronto and Montreal series.
Yeah, the Habs got me then. Maybe I'm still bitter, but I'm giving the peg one shot, and I'm pissed. Giving it to him tonight.
That guy next to you was pissed.
Nah,
you're pissed.
I tried to warn him.
Montreal's been
man. He plus want to money listen.
In every game they played, and they just keep winning.
Bet the Habs all playoffs, dude. I've been doing it the whole time. Every game, fuck it.
Well, Nick.
You came at me with this right away with this the Knights are done business.
Yeah,
he did.
You got Met over there tweeting, you know, his team gets picked for him and it's the Avalanche.
guys wearing a Portland Sea Dogs shirt.
The Knights can win. This is
if there's a game you're going to win, it's tonight, just like the Hurricanes, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be tonight.
They never should have went away from Fleury in game 1.
Yeah,
even if they don't win it.
What were they thinking, Nikki? Like, seriously, what could he have gone to the guys in the room and said, you know what, the guy hasn't played in 22 days. The Avalanche skate on different ice. It looks like they're skating faster than everybody.
Yeah.
Their power play's the best in the league. And if Grubauer is going to play goal like this, they're going to win. He's amazing. There's no question.
I mean, David.
But what did he say to the guys in the room and said, all right, we're going to start the backup?
I don't know. And Robin Leonard is a guy on that team who is liked by his teammates, and they'll rally around him. But I'm assuming that the Boer thought, okay, we just went through 7 games. Fleury saw a ton of shots, a ton of rubber, a ton of pucks. Let's give him a night off. Unfortunately, giving him the night off happened to go against the best, fastest team in the league, and they lit Leonard up. And now you go back game 2, they lose a close one in OT. I mean, that was a perfect shot. Fleury couldn't get the glove up, goes right over his shoulder. That's a shooter's goal. It's going to be tough. I know you said it, the fans don't matter, but
in the line,
you're going to need them tonight to win this game. Explain. They're going to have to be loud, and they're going to have to shake Grubauer a little bit.
Explain what you mean by that, Consig, about they don't matter in the line.
So when you make the line, when you make the number, it doesn't matter, like, for any sport, really, except football. Football, the crowd affects the game.
Football.
You know, you can't communicate offensively. You can't audible. You don't hear a damn thing when you're the visiting team and the home crowd is loud. It doesn't affect the play on the ice. Now, home ice, you get the last line change, and you get to put your stick down second on a faceoff. So you have a slight advantage there. People in the building aren't worth 5 cents to the line.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that means. It affects the feeling of the game, and it can provide energy, yes, but it doesn't make a 115 favorite, a 125 favorite, because the crowd is loud in the building.
Here's the thing, though, Dave. If Vegas wins tonight,
yes,
Colorado hasn't faced adversity, right?
No.
You just got to win one. You have to win one, and then it could...
Win one for the flower!
It could snowball, but you have to... I mean, obviously, you're down 2-0. You got to win tonight regardless, but I thought this would be more like plus 120, to be honest. Hey,
Knights are plus 560 in the series.
Oh, well, I mean, if they win tonight,
yeah,
Tone, that's going to be in half. Like, that'll come down immediately, and then you can kind of work off it.
Well, the Lakers,
I'm not saying they're going to win the series. They're winning the game tonight.
No, but if you got any faith at all in them to win the series, plus 560, is nice to lay something on at least, because they got to win tonight. They have to.
Yeah.
You bet.
I mean, I think they're going to win tonight. And then, yes, having that plus 560 will get real interesting, because if they win game four, we go back to the original series price, which is, you know, minus 200, somewhere in that neighborhood, which again comes a little inflated because the Avalanche looks so good. Nathan McKinnon's an amazing hockey player. I mean, that team, they go three lines deep of flying, and then that fourth line, you know, they hit people. So,
yeah.
I mean, they have probably the best team, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not ready to just toss the hat away. And, you know, I lost a bet on the sports grid. I got to wear an Islander jersey every night when they play.
Oh, no.
I don't think that they're actually going to beat the Bruins. But, I wish the Knights had a guy like Marchand who just gets the goal. There's somebody. Somebody has to step up for the Knights tonight.
Did you think that was a penalty last night in overtime on Tampa?
No.
That was dog shit, right?
It's been a couple of those lately.
Seriously. Even like the game two against the Knights, that penalty knocked the stick out of his hand on off a faceoff. Like, you have to commit a felony. Like, get 3 to 5 to get a penalty called in overtime. And then they call a penalty like that, and you just know. You just know. Like, I mean, you're watching a game. You're like, man, Tampa was going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Penalty. Throw my ticket away.
I was already fucking counting my money last night.
Here's the problem with that. There's no consistency with the officiating, because the rule in their mind is if a stick breaks on a slash, they're calling it, no matter how hard or weak the slash is. If a player drops his stick on a slash, it's kind of arbitrary. It's up to the ref's discretion, and you get no, like, you have no judgment or consistency from ref to ref in how they call that. So that was just a tough fucking break, because the stick did not break. He just dropped it.
Yeah, but it's a penalty. I used to argue this when I played all the time with officials. If he slashed me and my stick didn't break and you don't call it, why is that different than when he slashes me and my stick broke and now you call it?
Purely
like,
optics.
It's like the, you know, if you speed, you know, and you get caught, whether you're going, you know, 70 or 75 and a 65, you get a ticket. So a penalty should be a penalty all the time. And that's the frustrating thing when either, I mean, especially, you know, back in the day, they let stuff go.
Yeah.
I mean, they just let the players decide this stuff in now. You know, at this point in the season, in these games, don't call that little ticky-tack stuff, because it's understood.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get away with it. So is he. Just keep playing. You know, don't call a penalty.
That's why the NHL is a garage league. But, you know, we still watch.
Oh!
Whoa. Dave, you betting anything else these days? You know, tennis?
No, I ain't taking tennis. None of that stuff.
European football?
No, I can't be talked into that. I'm looking at the baseball, though, today.
Diamond? You got something on the diamond?
You guys are still... You get these hot streaks and stuff with the baseball. Yeah. I like it.
There's some good lines.
Why is Scherzer a dog today, boys?
What's his name's his last three outings? I think he has 36 Ks. Wheeler has been dealing.
They've both been buzzing. I was looking at the under, my friend. You know I looked at it.
Yeah. All right. All right. That's under makes a lot of sense there.
But I had the same thought that you did as far as Scherzer is concerned.
Yeah, that one looks like just the line looks wrong to me.
That's a first inning draw, my friend.
Oh.
Yeah. First inning draw.
Yep. You getting a lot of those out there in the desert?
Not an option.
No.
Not an option. No. It's either yes, no.
What's going on with the Vegas?
If it's a draw, it's a push. You get the money back.
That fucking Vegas commission, they're stingy, huh?
You got to do so much to get this stuff changed or add stuff, get new software that offers that you're able to offer to stuff. Plus, it's just one of those things that if it's not a lot of people doing it, they just don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to have that all the time in the book. Like, man, look at those books. They're doing this. They're doing that. And we would do it and like two people would bet it.
Yeah,
we would go, what are we wasting our time doing this shit for? You know? So, I don't know. It's fun. It's a fun bet. I'm surprised, you know, Gumpy, you told me you wouldn't get into the first inning market. Now you're into the first inning market draw?
Draw.
I'm pretty impressed.
Because it's draw. It reminds me of soccer. That's why I like it.
Footy.
Hey.
You tied it into the footy.
Hey, speaking of the desert, Circa announced their Survivor and their Millions contest for the NFL this year where you pick five games a week. Yes. I know Westgate does the same contest.
Yes.
Are you gonna be our guy? Are you gonna be?
Of course.
Were you at that ball drop the other night?
I did not. I did not go down there.
No. Do you participate in the Millions contest?
Yes. Yep. I got a hat. Participated in it. And last year I did not participate in it because I had the stroke opening weekend. That's when I was all set up to do it.
Yeah.
And then I had the stroke and I was in the hospital. Thank God I'm okay.
Jesus, yeah.
But I was in the hospital. This is how sick I am. I'm in the hospital, and I'm texting my wife going, hey, Jess, can you run down to the Circa and make sure that we sign up for the contest? She's like, what the hell's wrong with you? And I'm like, well, if I don't sign up by tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to do the contest and do the picks. And she's like, I'm not even talking to you about this right now. I'll talk to you later. And hung up the phone. And I was dead serious. I was like, we got to get down there. So I ended up doing the Westgate reboot.
Yeah.
They paid a top 10. I finished 11th.
Just oh, damn.
Money. Yeah.
No, I've always wanted to do it. I've never had a proxy. So if you want a proxy for us, then...
I got you. Of course. Absolutely. The only requirement is you got to come out here and sign up in person.
I know that.
Yeah,
I know
that. Okay. Gladly. Listen, me up.
Twist our arm, dude. Hey. Jesus.
There will be a will or a way that we will be out there before the football season starts.
Absolutely.
What circuit?
Oh, I can't wait for the trip, let alone the proxy. Now, you know, it's a job every week. You got to come up with five games every week, whether you like five games or not.
I could give you 10 games each week. It's the NFL, baby. I mean,
that's the problem. You could give me 10, but which five will you use?
True.
You know, you go 7-3, but you go 2-3 in the contest, and it will drive you crazy. But no, man, I'm in. That's it.
I was listening, and so Circa's giving out $4 million in total, I believe, for the five a week, and then $6 million for the Survivor contest, which is that's
guaranteed.
Lot of money.
They're guaranteeing the pool this year, so it was the first year for it last year. The Survivor thing is great. You pick one winner a week, and not even against the point spread. Survive in advance. So that one's easy. The five picks against the spread is a little bit different, but there's quarterly prizes for that.
We could do
it. It's a fantastic Survivor contest. Absolutely. You're in.
I think Gumpy seems like he might want to do a Survivor as well.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Get me to the fucking pool, dude.
yeah. That's what we care about.
That's for the trip.
Correct.
For the trip. Yeah. Well, next time we do the show, we'll do the show from the pool. And we'll show you around so you can make sure you will pick your right spot.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get you too much sunburn. Gumpy looks like he might burn. He got that light skin.
Nah, we got tanning oil, Dave. We're good, pal.
Hey, are you on Sports Grid tonight?
Yeah, we got Sports Grid tonight. Me, Marenzi, and Cam. Things are going well, even despite the Maple Leafs losing me starting to speak French against Cam. So we're doing that first hour and then the next 2 hours. So from 4 to 7, and doing the shows. And then at 7 o'clock, just tell everybody to leave me alone for a little while. We're going to watch the Knights beat the Avalanche.
Let's hope so. I'll FaceTime you once they go up, huh?
I'll be there. I got to get you guys the picks, too, for the Belmont. I had a guy on the podcast.
Oh, okay. What do you like? I was just about to say, I asked, what are you doing this weekend? I forgot to ask about the Belmont.
Yeah, I'm trying to hook you up. I had a guy on the podcast. His name's Frankie Whispers.
Oh, good name.
Frankie Whispers.
And he's a writer for SI, and he's a gambling writer. He's a Vegas guy, a very dear friend of mine. And we had him on the podcast last night. He gave us the try, but he said he had to check something. I don't know if you guys saw the video yesterday at Belmont. A horse kind of kicked a jockey off.
I saw that.
He got stepped on by two other horses. He was supposed to ride Essential Quality on Saturday. So there may be a jockey change. So he's I got him right here on the button on the phone. He's supposed to call me or text me the play. But he gave it out on the podcast. It was 6/237/2347. That was the try.
What'd you say? Try 2347?
Yeah, 6/237/2347 were the numbers.
Do we know where they're flying the new jockey in from?
We don't know anything yet, Gump. I'm waiting for the information myself.
I'm gonna wait till I know where he's coming from. You know what I mean?
Gumpy can do it. He's like 5'7".
Are you shitting me?
How much you weigh, Gump?
180.
Can't do it. As good as you look, you can't be no 180 riding the back of the horse.
I would be the fucking lock of the century, fucking, if I was a jockey, pal.
Hey, you can sing. Good luck tonight, pal.
Let's go, Knights.
There we go. Come on, Knights. Catch him at SportsBK. Can sing on Twitter. Cash Consideration Shows podcast in Sports Grid tonight. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Hi, baby,
you
guys, Dave.
The best. I'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy. All right, we got a lot of information there.
I love Dave.
He's the best.
Good guy. Good Yinzer guy.
He's the best.
All right, that's the show. No, I'm kidding.
Want me to put the picks up?
Yeah, put the picks up. So you're rolling pegs tonight?
I'm going Jets and the over, 5.5. Okay. It's at 114, plus 114.
Anything like
that? It's gone over in 7 of Montreal's last 8 when they've played Winnipeg.
Uh-huh.
And then, boy, I'll tell you what. It's so hard to bet against Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Dave might have talked me into it.
Really?
Hold on.
I know I gave Gumpy. I handed in my pick already to Gumpy.
Oh, okay.
I handed
the
in.
There's another one. You can change.
I'm thinking about. I can't do it. I'm going with the Avs. Do it.
Fair play.
I want the Knights to win. Sure. I really do. But
people are going to say if you get the Avs, minus 126, it's pretty nice.
That's price. What I'm thinking. Yeah. Like, I can't go against that.
But if
plus 125 in red.
If the Jets lose tonight. If the Jets lose tonight.
If.
When. I mean, come on, dude.
Listen.
How long are we going to do this?
There are some people that are claiming that I should be the new Fade Foxy because I've been ice cold for the past 3 weeks. I guarantee a Winnipeg Jets victory.
This guy, man.
Guarantee it.
Get the fuck up.
I'm Carey dead serious.
Price?
It's not Carey Connor Price. Hellebuck, dude. He had a rough start. He's bouncing back. Stastny's back. They're rallying around Scheifele.
They're rallying around a scumbag?
Yeah, they are.
Hey, maybe the Habs will be rallying around the fucking dead.
It doesn't matter why they're doing
scumbag,
it.
Though.
They're rallying around him.
Nah.
Caps rallied around fucking.
Exactly.
Yeah, look at him now.
Got him a cup.
I'm going with the peg.
A couple years ago.
Listen, Montreal's even money. That would be the nice, easy play.
Easy play.
Nah, take the Jets.
Taking the home favor? You shitting me?
We're taking the Jets.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate your efforts today. Hold on. Let me see if there's any boosts. Let me see if there's any boosts.
There weren't earlier when I looked.
There's still not.
The boost last night hit. That was a nice boost.
All of them did. 3x2s as well. Yes. And so did
Well, we already know that
Dame and
we already know that Bruisen Strike's gonna KO for sure. And then Marcin Tybura and Walt Harris, old ex-Pitt football coach, is gonna envy KO TKO. What are you looking at there?
Listen, man? I'm going to go back and I'm going to jump on the switcher so Mick can answer the phones because he's a good guy.
Phones are broken.
But you left your note here and you have Italy losing to Turkey.
No, no.
You scumbag.
Double chance. Turkey.
Unbelievable. Look what you've done, Tony.
Phones are broken. Don't worry about the phones. I just got a message from phone company.
Is that AT&T?
Tony.
No, it was fun.
You turned your back on your own fucking country, dude.
I like Turkey.
You better hope. You better hope.
You taking the side in that game?
Yeah.
You taking...
You know where I'm going.
Oh, no.
I like that Italian squad. Name, I feel like they might have something up their sleeve in this tourney.
Oh, no.
I also always love a double chance.
You're taking the Azzurri?
Yeah. I think I'm going big on favorites to start the tournament.
Okay.
I think. I don't see any... there's been talks of underdogs. I don't see it.
Good news. I believe Nigel's in next week.
Yeah. Belgium's good value first game. I think they're -150. France against Germany, draw no bet, is -125 right now, although I hate going against Germany.
Yeah, I went against them though too. So
I've read a lot of articles about people think that Germany is not good at all.
I've seen that their which has normally been a strength in the past, that their defense is not.
I have a big worry about Mr. Timo Werner. Yeah. He stinks, dude. He cannot finish at all.
Is Phil still in it?
Manuel Neuer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you thinking of? Jans Lehmann?
No, I call him Phil Neuer.
Oh. Remember Jans Lehmann and Oliver Kahn?
Remember when they were like, oh, Neuer's just like an extra sweeper backer.
Oh, yeah. Dances around.
Mitt, you like any NBA tonight? And by any, I mean there's one game.
Mitt's making the phones work right now. Good news, we got them powered back up.
Well, I already fucking logged out of TeamViewer, so no one's going to be there to answer them. So that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough, Mitt. There's no one going to answer them.
Phones are down.
Baseball tonight.
Yeah. A lot to like here.
Let's roll through. Let's see who you like tonight. My first game that I like.
This is Classic Friday, though. I love every Friday board. I don't know why it works this way, but here we are.
I like Boston, first five money line, yep. -106 versus the Yankees. Eovaldi's going against Michael King, who goes 2 to 3 innings normally. Eovaldi's, I like him in the spot tonight, so I'm going Boston first five.
I took him +0.5 this morning, but I would take him money line. Eovaldi pitches well in New York as well, Tony. So yeah, I like the Sox here.
What else do you like?
Ooh. I'm taking Cleveland, and this is weird line to me. Cleveland getting +0.5 against Baltimore.
I didn't know any of these pitchers, really. I mean, so, I looked at their stats and
Mahia,
stuff like that.
It's his second start.
Yeah.
Aiken. I mean, he's average. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to take Cleveland getting +0.5 against Baltimore.
In the next game, I like Miami first five money line versus the Buccos tonight.
Yep. I took this +0.5 as
Cody
well.
Cody Petit has been very, very good, except for one bad start.
But that was against the Jays.
Yeah.
And the Jays are mashing everybody. Keller was decent his last time.
I know. I saw both of those. Yeah. But I'm still taking the Miami Marlins in this spot.
Absolutely.
What else you got?
First inning draw. We talked about Nats Phillies.
I took that under 3.5.
I couldn't find a side, but I don't think there's a bad bet there.
What was the draw? Like -150 or something like that?
Yeah. But you want to take Wheeler, it's a good bet. You want to take +0.5 with Scherzer, that's a good bet too.
I was looking at the draw on that one. I just didn't want to lay the 150, but I did take the under.
Yep.
The last game that I like is Detroit first five +0.5.
Yeah.
Versus the White Sox. Turnbull's just been a better pitcher than Keuchel.
Keuchel hasn't been good of late.
So, and Detroit's not terrible?
No.
They're not great, but they're not terrible. They've been terrible at times this year, but right now, I like Turnbull tonight, and I'm fucking sticking to it, +0.5.
Fair play, my friend.
What else you got, Paul?
This game I didn't take, but if you wanted to take a side, I don't think there is a bad side. Astros, Jays. If you take Greinke plus a half, I don't think it's a bad bet.
I was looking at Ryu, but Greinke's also been – he's picked it up a little bit as well lately.
His last time out, he was 8 innings, 1 earned.
Yeah, so I stayed away from that one because I didn't know which pitcher I liked more.
I took the Rangers plus a half with Kyle Gibson on the mound against the Rays.
I looked at him there. I've been
riding him all year. I'll stick with it.
I just worried about them hitting, so I stayed away from it.
I'm sticking with the fade, Luis Castillo.
Oh, yes.
Kim got rocked in Arizona, killed me on Sunday. This is concerning.
Yeah.
Castillo probably had his best start in a while, but I think it's good value on the better team here in the Cardinals' first five money line.
Anything else?
I'm taking Oakland Athletics.
Are you?
First five money line.
Yeah,
I like Frankie Montas, and for whatever, Gray only went 3 innings his last time out, didn't look like himself.
Yeah.
And then this, I mean, you can't take Scott Kazmir, can you?
No.
Arrieta looked like shit last time out.
I would not take Kazmir either.
I'm thinking about just taking the Giants first five just because it's the Giants at home. But I'll keep that one to myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no need to give that out.
All right. Let's go. Let's roll through. Dallas to win tonight, plus 210. Or no. Dallas to win and 210 plus total points scored, plus 275 in the NBA.
Love it. Let's go. The
Clippers get by this. Like, the Clippers stink.
I don't know.
Like, or do they need to win this series and then they'll grow in? You know what I mean? One series that you kind of struggle.
No, dude. It's playoff P. He stinks.
He hasn't been that. Stinks. He was bad in game one, but he's been really good, actually.
No, the Clippers stink. And honestly, the Mavericks just have their number. Luka's going to drop 45 again tonight. Let's go. We're taking Mavs money line. We're taking the over. Let's ride.
Sometimes I think you just say
Clippers out of here.
I think you just say things, Mitt.
Well, I actually am taking this, and I do just hate the Clippers. This is a complete spite pick because my Lakers lost last night.
It's good we do have someone on the show who just picks basically based off of teams they hate.
Yeah.
What are the Lakers going to do to get back, Mitt?
Well, we got to get rid of Drummond, get someone that actually can carry the ball.
Are you still a Lakers fan if LeBron leaves?
No, I'll go wherever LeBron goes.
What if he goes? So you're a Toon Stars.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting a Toon Stars jersey. Let's go, dude. I also love the Looney Tunes. It's perfect.
He does have that shitty jean shirt.
Yeah, he does. Yankees and White Sox to win.
Sweet.
I don't like it because I picked the Tigers first five.
So. Yeah, no thanks.
And then Rosenstrike.
Yeah. That's the pick of the weekend, some would say.
Pick of the weekend. Hey, hell of a week, boys.
Fuck. It was a grind.
Hell of a week. Hey, we fought through it. Where's Fade Foxy? Foxy's in Florida.
Yep. He's back on his schneid.
Foxy's in Florida.
Foxy's probably taking the Clippers.
No, he's. I feel like he's liked the Mavs this year.
I know.
Shh. Oh, okay. So you're just trying to say what Fade Fox is, yep. Even though he didn't. It's got to come out of his mouth. We're back next week. I think I'm gonna. We got Nigel for the Euros.
Yep.
I think we might try to get Johnny Sheer and FanDuel back on.
Yeah.
Talk to him about that a little bit. Talk about the playoff handle.
He was good.
How the NHL's going, stuff like that. Probably get Morency or someone.
Tweet out some picks.
Oh, shout out. If anybody listened to Cutmaker and took Morikawa, first round leader, you cash that one in.
Atta baby, Jeff.
It's a tough tournament to watch right now because the cicadas will not shut the fuck up, dude. Jay, you got them up by your house?
Yeah, it's not so bad, though. It's probably about half as bad as Nick and... Nick has it. So.
That was crazy. I didn't even realize how loud they were until like I watched a video back. I was like, holy shit.
They were fucking loud. Spaces tomorrow? You doing spaces
tomorrow?
Yeah,
yeah. We'll do rack to regular time.
Rack. Eight. Rack to regular time.
When did I let last week was 9? 9's not bad.
It's a little late.
Yeah, I'll fire it up at 8. We'll see. It could be a long day at the pool, you know?
Oh. at Hammered Down on Twitter and Instagram. Tell all your friends and people to follow and subscribe to YouTube, youtube.com/hammereddown. What am I missing? The rollover someone hit last night, so we're at 250 going into the weekend.
Yes, sir.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to callers. A couple callers hit yesterday.
Yeah, they did. That one guy who said Suns would be up by more than 10 in the first quarter.
Yeah, plus 1,200. That was a good hit.
That was a good hit.
I believe I saw Patty Parlay's tweet that he hit something as well.
Yeah, he did. It's a good night for the show yesterday.
Yeah, shout out to callers. Love the callers. We'll get the phones fixed for next week.
Definitely. Hopefully.
Man, will you get those fixed for next week, Bo?
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
I admit.
We are also going to have Brown back for the phones.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Wasn't he supposed to have a horse pick?
Yeah, Brown.
Brown actually tried to call into the phones today. I was getting texts about that, and the phones did not work.
What did he send you his
pick? Wait, don't leave yet. Nobody leave yet. He just reminded me that. Where's that?
Seeky?
Nope. CBD MD is the official sponsor of Hammer Don! I don't know if that's true. I don't know if they're the official sponsor, but today they are. If you're not using CBD MD, what are you doing, pal?
Don't know.
I take it. I take the CBD MD PM.
Yeah.
Go sleepies at night.
Yeah.
Oh. I got some for my dog.
Did you?
We have doggy CBD too.
How's it working at?
I haven't actually tried it yet. I just got it.
Okay. So you got it. Yeah. Let us know how it works out.
Will do.
Phil was in here the other day. CFO Phil came in here the other day. Was doing the roll on CBD MD, like muscle freeze menthol relaxer.
That's the one I like.
The CBD freeze?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. CBD MD takes care of us for pretty much everything.
Absolutely.
And now, what a deal, dude.
What kind of deal you got?
CBD MD gets, if you do this right now, okay?
Go on.
You get 25% off.
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to CBDMD.com,
yeah,
and use promo code DAHN at checkout. That's promo code DAHN at checkout. CBDMD.com.
DAHN.
DAHN.
They've been with us for a while. We like those people.
Yeah, they're good. Sent some good good merch, too.
Good people.
Good hoodies.
Thank you for the reminder, Brown.
Hi, baby Brown.
He'll be back next week. Love him.
Hi, baby Brown. Tweet out some pics in the morning.
Yeah, we'll tweet out some pics in the morning. I probably won't, but Gumpy will for sure.
I will fucking...
Actually, no. I'm actually free this weekend, so I probably will tweet out some pics tomorrow morning.
Oh, Tony Pick.
Sorry. Sorry that I was hosting a bunch of people last week. I didn't get to it.
Thank you. Those are good burgers, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's good.
Those were fucking from another one of our sponsors.
It's going to be nice this weekend, though.
It's going to be beautiful. Hey, get out there. Make some money.
Hell yeah.
Have fun. Hammer
Down.